Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well Devotional Series. And we're going to talk about our Creator's wonderful plan to encourage us today and encourage us always to be thankful for all He's given us. We're going to start off with the scripture today in Psalms 139, verses 16. Your eyes saw my uninformed sustenance, and your book, all the days of my life were written, preordained even before the day I came into existence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have my word, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says Yahweh. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Jeremiah 29:11, a future and a hope. Hallelujah. I give you my word and lean on it at times when you think there's nothing good about this life. Everything has gone wrong in life, and life is a mistake. The helplessness your mind indulges in is only an illusion, loved one. Yes, you can experience a powerful and, at times, seemingly unquenchable oppression, but it is nevertheless an illusion. If every moment of your life was ordained by me before you ever lived one day, and if all that I create is established is good, then what allows for illusions? Listen to me closely, my child. It is your unbelief that causes every ounce of strife in your mind, a lack of faith in me and my word. Plus, you must remember that it is through suffering that you are being perfected. He learned obedience through suffering, Hebrews 5:8. He was made perfect through suffering, Hebrews 2:10. The pleasure of Yahweh is still prosper in his hand through his suffering, Isaiah 53:10. If it was a necessary plan for my son, then you must agree that it is good for you as well. Remember, he said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you, John 15:20. If you refuse to accept this as the way of your Father in heaven, your non-conforming mind will stay bound to the ego, and the ego will always end up in thoughts of depravity and death, hence the illusion. So today I speak to you and bring healing, and with that healing, joy for life, the life you live, and the life you can live, can be summed up in the thoughts you think. As my people always do, I call for you to repent. Repent of your wrong thinking. Wrong thoughts always lead to wrong actions. How many times do you witness in my Torah of love through instructions that on your own, you cannot do what is required, but I stepped in on your behalf and empowered you to do it. I gave you a renewed heart, Ezekiel 36:26. I am sovereign over your sins as well as your spiritual triumphs, loved one. And your sins have always been part of my process of transformation. Every single thought is either the manifestation of sin or spirit. Either way, everything was written in my book long before you existed. Taking each thought captive means repenting of the sinful ones and rejoicing over the spiritual ones I placed in you. This is how the mind transforms until all you can no less say, it is a good life. Yahweh has been so merciful to me. It is a good life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh for our good life that He's given us and all the blessings. And remember, any negative thought we must take captive and do away with that, because everything about Him is good. And the enemy is trying to make us doubt that and doubt those things. But we must never doubt that. We must be confident in his word that it is real and true for our lives. And not only did he ordain everything in this universe and everything out there before we even knew what time was and everything in pre-existence, he knew it was going to happen and he didn't change his plan along the way. We are part of that plan and he knew everything about us before we were born. He formed us in the womb and he says he knows every hair on our head. He knows every thought we think and he says he offers us a future and a hope. He asks us to do one thing and one thing only, to trust him. Trust him. And if you trust him, you follow him. That's what he wants of us. And we do that. And we'll be fine. We'll be fine. No what ifs and buts. No. Trust him. Trust him. And follow him. He speaks to us every single day. Some of you say, well, I don't hear him. Well, look at his word. His word is him speaking to us. It has not been changed. It needs to be on our heart, his words. When he says, trust me, do not put your faith in man, put your faith in me. When he shows you how he's pulled you through certain situations in life, do you truly trust him? There are going to be trials in life. But I want to encourage you to understand that our Creator says you will always come out victorious if you trust him. Trust him. In Mark 2, verse 8, it says, immediately Yeshua knew in his spirit, that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, why are you thinking these things? And I tell you right now, whenever we think negative thoughts, not only does Yeshua know, but the enemy knows. And we're opening up a door to him. We must not do that. We must close that door to him and always be confident that what Yahweh says is true. And to trust that. Wisdom 17, verse 22. Proverbs 17, 22 says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. And I know way too many people, and some of them refer to themselves as believers, who are walking around in a depressed state, worried about the state of their health, the state of the world, the state of their job, and everything else. But it says in Proverbs, a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 15, 13 says, a joyful heart makes a cheerful countenance, but sorrow of the heart crushes the spirit. What do you have to be sorry about if you have a relationship with our Heavenly Father? And he's given you the greatest gift anyone could ever give us. Proverbs, Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Yahweh understands it. The enemy understands it. It makes us think things that we shouldn't be thinking. It makes us want to do things that we shouldn't be doing. We must make a choice to stick to Yahweh. And that's it. Yesterday, I spoke about love being a choice. Well, I'm telling you today that following Yahweh has to be a choice. It can't be a feeling. It can't be an emotional thing because the world runs on trying to control people with emotions. Remember, happiness and unhappiness comes from something that's happened on the outside. Joy comes from the inside. People can change and transform your happiness and unhappiness based on things you see in the news, based on events that happen and everything else. Joy comes from the inside, and you have that, nothing can change you except your thoughts. We need to be thankful for all things and have joy, joy, joy. You understand the words of our Creator are pleasant to our soul. It says in Proverbs 16:4, pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. So you have the negative thinking that crushes the spirit and dries up the bones. But you have those pleasant words that are sweet to the soul and healing the bones. And every single word in scripture is pleasant to us that understand. Because it all leads up and speaks about Yeshua. Anxiety and fear, our Creator says, it says, do not be dismayed and do not live in the fear of man. For anxiety weighs down the heart of man, but a good word cheers him up, Proverbs 12:25. When you're sad and blue, when something is wrong in your life, open up the word. Read scripture. Read scripture. See what it has to say. Proverbs 18:21 says, the power of the tongue is life and death. Those who talk will eat what it produces. Stop thinking negative things. Stop thinking things that are going to let the enemy find a way inside you. and be more positive. Be more positive. People speak these negative things. They're thinking negative things, and they wonder why they're not receiving all the joy that the Creator has for them. Philippians 4, verse 8 says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The things that are worthy of praise. Fix your thoughts on those things. You've made that decision. You're going to follow Yeshua. It's a choice you've made. Well, then follow him. The Bible says a double-minded man is a terrible thing. We must stick to our decisions. With the choice to love, the choice to follow Yahweh, the choice. Don't turn back from Yahweh's plan. Colossians 3 verses 1 and 2 says, "If then you were raised with Yeshua, seek those things which are above, where Yeshua is, sitting at the right hand of Yahweh. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of earth." Depression, fear, anger, and all these other selfish, negative emotions, jealousy, and all these other things are not of Yahweh. They're of the enemy. They're of the enemy. Yahweh wants us to think the positive way. He wants us to think the scriptural way about things and about life. And he gives us this gift to help us in the spirit. The spirit, he gives us this gift. And he tells us in Ephesians 4, 23, "Let the spirit change your way of thinking." Let the spirit change your way of thinking. How does man think, an emotional man, a woman, an emotional person versus a spiritual person think? The emotional person is controlled by the enemy. The spiritual person is controlled by Yahweh. You've made a choice to stick to it. And it's a great measure. Remember, there's a battle going on for our souls that we don't see. Every single day, there's a battle going on that's not of flesh and blood. If you have in your life rejection, hatred, violence, jealousy and envy, condemnation, shame, pride, guilt, lying, lust, and greed, covetousness, revenge, retaliation, slander, critical spirit, fear, terror, unforgiveness, unmerciful, self-pity, gossip, and self-centeredness, that is not of Yahweh. That is of the devil. That is not of Yahweh. You need to let the spirit change your thinking. Yahweh is about love and peace and joy, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, virtue, purity, wisdom, justice, honesty, fairness, sincerity, knowledge, understanding, grace, mercy, excellence, forgiveness, compassion, devotion, and truth. What side are you choosing today? What side are you choosing? Today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5 says, "Cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yahweh, and bring it into captivity and thought to the obedience of Yeshua, our Messiah." Romans 12, 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the will of Yahweh, which is a good and acceptable, perfect thing." People that do not understand this won't have that transformation. People that do, people will look at you and say, "Something is different about you. Did you cut your hair? Are you wearing new clothes? Something different. I don't understand who." Most people won't even recognize you. "Wow, is this the same person that I knew before?" Psalms 19, verse 4 says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in the sight, O Yahweh, my strength and my redeemer." Hallelujah. Romans 8, 26 says, "For we do not know what we pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." Psalm 46, 10 says, "Be still and know that I am Yahweh. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted among the earth." Are you putting Yahweh in your life where he belongs first? First. Or are you putting the things in your life that get you depressed before him? Colossians 4:2 says, "Devote yourselves to prayer and be watchful and thankful. How many of you are thankful for everything in your life and joyful for every situation in your life? There's no time for complaining in Yahweh's kingdom. When you spend more time complaining than telling people Yeshua died for them, something is wrong. Something is wrong. How many times did you complain yesterday, and how many people did you tell Yeshua died for them? Do you understand? You begin to think about why we're not living in the fullness of the joy and the blessings that Yahweh has for us. Stinking thinking is a sin. And our Creator says, do not be dismayed. Stop complaining. Be thankful. Praise our wonderful Creator, as it says. We should have songs of praise in our tongue, not complaining. Complaining, complaining, complaining. That's what the world's full of today. Psalms 119, 148 says, my eyes stay open, though, on the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promises. If you're meditating on the promises of our wonderful Creator, you don't have time to complain. You don't have time to complain. Proverbs 4:20-25, my son, pay attention to my words. Open your ears to what I say, and do not lose sight of these things. Keep them deep within your heart, because they are life to those who find them, and healing to the whole body. Healing to the whole body. For most people that are sick are complainers. That's right. Most people that have any type of sickness in their life are complainers. They complain, they complain, they complain. Guard your heart more than anything else, because the source of your life flows from it. Remove dishonesty from your mouth. Put deception speech away, far away from your lips, and let your eyes look straight ahead and your sight be focused in front of you. Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. John 14:27 says, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world does. Do not let your hearts be distressed or lacking in courage. Do we get this? Do we get this? To live a kind, gentle life of peace and not complaining. The people that call me up complaining, they're always sick, always sick. I don't want to hear what's, what ifs and buts. I want to hear, thank you, Yahweh, for knowing me before I was even born and promising me all these great blessings in life that I am experiencing every single day, whether I realize it or not. Thank you for saving me yesterday for all that destruction. Thank you for keeping the enemy away from me. Thank you for blessing me tremendously and providing for me with everything you've given me. Thank you for my suffering, Father Yahweh. Thank you for humbling me and keeping me real in this world. Thank you for helping me not develop an ego. Thank you for holding me back from things that would have got me in trouble that I didn't know about. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for helping me when I need it, even if I don't know I'm doing wrong. Thank you for showing me when I'm doing wrong, Father Yahweh, in your word, and show me what is right and what is wrong. Thank you for teaching me what sin is. Thank you for helping me to have a desire not to sin. Hallelujah. It says in Proverbs 11:16-17, a gracious woman retains honor, and a strong man retains riches. The merciful man does good in his own soul, but he that is cruel troubles his own flesh. We need to be genuine in what we're doing, generous to others, and being kind to others. I heard a great quote. It says, you can never go wrong with kindness. You can never go wrong with kindness. Proverbs 11:25, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. You know, and then there are people in my life, I can't remember the last time I heard these people laugh or seen a smile on their face. Something is really wrong if you consider yourself a believer in the Most High and you can't smile. I can't remember the way some people smile. I literally have people in my life, or know people in my life, that I've known pretty much my whole life, I haven't seen them smile or laugh or heard them laugh in 20 or 30 years. How sad is that? Proverbs 17:22 says, be cheerful. Being cheerful keeps you healthy. It is a slow death to be gloomy all the time. And you know what? These people that never smile and they're never laughing, they're sick. They're complaining and they're sick. It says in Proverbs 15:13-15, a happy heart enlightens the face, but a sad heart reflects a broken spirit. A discerning mind seeks knowledge, but the mouth of the fools feeds on stupidity. The entire life of the afflicted seems disastrous, but a good heart feasts continuously. James 1 verses 2-4 says, consider it a great joy, my brothers, whenever you experience various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. But endurance must do its complete work so that you may be mature, complete, and lacking nothing. Nothing. Lacking nothing. Trust our Creator and endure and persevere, and you're going to make it through. Because we're just passing through here and we're going to a much greater place. How can we not just have so much joy in our lives knowing that? So I call on you all today. 2 Peter 1:5-7 says, for this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness and goodness to knowledge, and knowledge to self-control, and self-control perseverance, and persevering godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. 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 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight a good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Understand these things. So you could say, I have fought the good fight and ran a good race and remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which Yahweh, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but all who eagerly look forward to his appearing. If you're looking forward to his appearing, you're smiling. You're happy. It's a great thing. The closer the time comes, the more excited you are. Philippians 3:14 says, I press on to reach the end of the race, receiving the heavenly prize for which Yahweh, through Yeshua, is calling us to get through that storm, to make it through and be standing up when all is said and done, to understand those times of trials are times of humbleness, to keep us in line with his plan. And never, never must we seek depression or fear of man. James 1 verse 12 says, Yahweh blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that Yahweh has promised those who love him. Do you love our Creator? Do you love our Creator? Romans 12:12 says, be joyful in confidence and be patient in trouble and pray continually. Write that down. Put that somewhere in your house. Be joyful in your confidence. Be patient in trouble and pray continually. Three things that sum up this teaching right now in this devotion. Be joyful in your confidence. Be patient in trouble and pray continually. Romans 12:12. And Acts 1:14 says, they all joined together consistently in prayer, along with the woman and Mary and the mother of Yeshua and with his brothers. Pray, pray, pray. Do not grow weary. Do not grow weary. Stay strong. Stay strong in Yahweh. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave and be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. We think about all the people in Scripture that went through stuff and how they were rewarded later on in life. Job 17 verse 9 says, the righteous keep moving forward, and those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. Oh, I love that verse. I love that verse. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either moving forward or backwards. There's no standing still. There's no neutral side of it. The righteous keep moving forward, and those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. What a beautiful verse. I love it. I love it, written by a man who's tested so many trials, and he's persevered through it. Remember 1 Corinthians 13:7. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. We need to love our Creator. We need to love our Creator. Humble yourselves before Yahweh, and He will lift you up. Love Him and put Him first in your life. You'll be blessed. You'll truly be able to walk around smiling wherever you go. James 5:11 says, as you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what Yahweh finally brought about. Yahweh is full of compassion and mercy. Hallelujah. Suffer well, everybody. Suffer well. That's what it comes down to. We must suffer well as we move forward. Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed. Yahweh is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1 verse 9. Yahweh is with you wherever you go. And it's Yahweh who goes ahead of you. And He'll be with you. And He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Deuteronomy 31 8. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3 5. And may you have that smile and that joy in your life. Romans 15, 13 says the God of hope will fill you with joy and peace as you trust in Him, so you may overflow with hope in the power of the Holy Spirit. He says He will never leave us or forsake us. When we go through the deep waters, He'll be with us. His faithful love endures forever and it never ends, and it's a beautiful thing. May we understand and take delight in Yahweh and all He's given us, who greatly delights in Him and His word, His holy word. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And praise Yah that we get to experience this. It says we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:9. Yes, that's us. That's you and me. That's you and me. So walk around today, not with a grumpy look on your face, but with a smile and feel the joy. And I'll meet you at Hallelujah Square with a smile on His face. He said to me, yes, friend, I'm going to Hallelujah Square. And I'll see all my friends when I'm up there. All right, everybody, have a blessed day. May Yahweh be with you all this wonderful day that He has made. And the scripture says we should rejoice and be glad in it. You get it? This is the day He has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Don't think about yesterday's mistakes. And don't think about tomorrow's what ifs. Think about today and the great blessing that we have in Yahweh, our wonderful Messiah. And get some good sleep with a smile on your face. Hallelujah. I prayed to Yahweh and He answered me. All right, everybody, have a blessed day. Yah be with you. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
God so loved the world that He gave, and the world has never been the same. By the light of 1,000 candles, we'll experience the joy and the hope of God's incredible gift. So join us for our most wonderful Christmas Eve services ever, 3, 5, or 7 p.m., and our spectacular live nativity. At The Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.